done and that was that. Any of the thoughts that hung around, she kept locked up tight, even from herself. Granny envied her. Who'd come to her funeral when she died? They didn't ask her. Memories jostled. Other figures marched out into the shadows around the candlelight. She'd done things and been places, and found ways to turn anger outwards that had surprised even her. She'd faced down others far more powerful than she was, if only she'd allowed them to believe it. She'd given up so much, but she'd learnt a lot. It was a sign. She knew it had come sooner or later. They'd realised it, and now she was no more use. What had she ever earned? The reward for toil had been more toil. If you dug the best ditches, they gave you a bigger shovel. And you got those bare walls, this bare floor, this cold cottage. The darkness in the corners grew out into the room and began to tangle in her hair. They didn't ask her. She'd never, ever asked for anything in return. And the trouble with not asking for anything in return was that sometimes you didn't get it. She'd always tried to face towards the light. She'd always tried to face towards the light. But the harder you stared into the brightness, the harsher it burned into you, until at last the temptation picked you up and bid you turn around to see how long, rich, strong and dark, steaming away behind you, your shadow had become. Someone mentioned her name. There was a moment of light and noise and bewilderment, and then she awoke and looked at the darkness flowing in and saw things in black and white.
So sorry. Delays on the road, you know how it is.
The newcomers hurried in and joined the crowd, who paid little attention because they were watching the unplanned entertainment around the thrones.
Note spelling?
Definitely a bit tricky, said Nanny. Esmeralda, now that was a good one. Githa would have been good too, but Esmeralda, yes, you can't argue with it. But you know, kids, they'll all be calling her Spelly.
If she's lucky, said Agnes gloomily.
I didn't expect anyone to say it, Magrat hissed. I just wanted to make sure she didn't end up with Magrat. Mightily Oates was standing with his eyes cast upwards and his hands clasped together. Occasionally he made a whimpering sound.
We can change it, can't we? Said King Verence. Where's the royal historian?
Sean coughed.
It's not Wednesday evening, and I'll have to go and fetch the proper hat, sire.
Can we change it or not, man?
It has been said, sire, at the official time. I think it's her name now, but I'll need to go and look it up. Everyone heard it, sire.
No, you can't change it, said Nanny, who, as the royal historian's mum, took it as read that she knew more than the royal historian.
Look at old Moo Cow Porchick over in Slice, for one.
What happened to him, then? Said the king sharply. His full name is James What-the-hell's-that-cow-doing-in-here-poor-chick, said Magrat.
That was a very strange day, I do remember that, said Nanny.
And if my mother had been sensible enough to tell Brother Purdory my name instead of coming over all bashful and writing it down, life would have been a whole lot different, said Magrat.
She glanced nervously at Verence.
Probably worse, of course. So I've got to take Esmeralda out to her people and tell them one of her middle names is Note Spelling, said Verence.
Well, we did once have a king called My God He's Heavy the First, said Nanny, and the beer's been on for the last couple of hours, so basically you'll get a cheer whatever you say.
Besides, thought Agnes, I know for a fact there's people out there called Syphilide Wilson and Yodel Lightly and Total Biscuit. This was because Lancre people had a fresh, if somewhat sideways, approach to names, generally just picking a sound they liked. Sometimes there was a logic to it, but only by accident. There'd be a Chlamydia Weaver toddling around today if her mother hadn't suddenly decided that Sally was easier to spell. Verence smiled.
Well, let me have her,
said Mightily Oates.
And perhaps someone ought to give this man a drink.
I'm so terribly, terribly sorry, whispered the priest, as the king walked between the lines of guests. Been on the drink already, I expect, said Nanny. I never, ever touch alcohol, moaned the priest.
He dabbed at his streaming eyes with a handkerchief.
I knew there was something wrong with you as soon as I looked at you, said Nanny. Where's Esme, then?
I don't know, Nanny, said Agnes.
She'd know about this, you mark my words. This'll be a feather in her cap right enough, a princess named